It was not easy. It was not easy to be a messenger of the Lord. Particularly at the beginning of Ellen Harmon's ministry, it was important that the gift of prophecy promised to the remnant church be established with unusual phenomena. Through false representation, some of the believers were led to believe that the visions were of the devil, that James White mesmerized her, and that she could not have a vision if he was not present. Some attributed her visions to magnetism, hypnotism, or mesmerism. At times, because of all the suggestions and accusations that were made, she was led to question her own experience. She wrote, "All these things weighed heavily upon my spirits, and in the confusion I was sometimes tempted to doubt my own experience. While at family prayers one morning, the power of God began to rest upon me, and the thought rushed into my mind that it was mesmerism, and I resisted it. Immediately I was struck dumb and for a few moments was lost to everything around me. I then saw my sin in doubting the power of God, and that for so doing I was struck dumb, and that my tongue would be loosed in less than 24 hours. A card was held up before me, on which were written in letters of gold the chapter and verse of 50 texts of Scripture. Texts are given in, after I came out of vision, I beckoned for the slate, and wrote upon it that I was dumb, also what I had seen, and that I wished the large Bible. I took the Bible and readily turned to all the texts that I had seen upon the card. I was unable to speak all day. Early the next morning my soul was filled with joy, and my tongue was loosed to shout the high praises of God. After that I dared not doubt or for a moment resist the power of God, however others might think of me." The Bible Ellen called for after this experience in her home in Portland was, presumably, the big Bible now in the White Estate Vault with the names of Robert and Eunice Harmon stamped in gold on the spine. This Bible is 18 inches, 46 centimeters, long, 11 inches, 28 centimeters, wide, 4 inches, 10 centimeters, thick, and weighs 18.5 pounds, 7 kilograms. On one occasion, during family prayers in 1845, Ellen stepped over to a bureau upon which this large volume rested and picked it up. Placing it on her left hand, she easily held it with her arm extended for an estimated half hour. During the vision she referred, in short exclamations, to the value of the Word of God. Although in frail health she was in no way fatigued by the experience. On another occasion Ellen encountered a group of obstinate opposers. By invitation of brother and sister Otis Nichols, Ellen and her sister Sarah were in Massachusetts making their home with the Nichols family. There was in Boston and vicinity a company of fanatical persons who held that it was a sin to work. Two of their leaders were named Sargent and Robbins. Their principal message was "sell that ye have, and give alms." They had denounced Ellen's visions as being of the devil because she had been shown their errors. One day when Sargent and Robbins were visiting at the Nichols home, they agreed to Nichols' proposal that they hear Ellen's testimony at their meeting in Boston the next Sunday. But that evening Ellen was shown their hypocrisy and that they were not having a meeting in Boston, it would be in Randolph. So the next morning, instead of driving north into Boston, they drove 13 miles, 22 kilometers, south to Randolph, arriving rather late in the morning. They found Sargent and Robbins and a roomful of people meeting in the Thayer home, wrote Ellen. "As we entered, Robbins and Sargent looked at each other in surprise and began to groan. They had promised to meet me in Boston, but thought they would disappoint us by going to Randolph, and while we were in Boston, warned the brethren against us. Closing the morning services rather early, Sargent announced that they would have a short intermission. Ellen Harmon learned during the intermission that one of the critics remarked that good matter would be brought out in the afternoon. Robbins told Sarah Harmon that Ellen could not have a vision where he was. Assembling again about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, several engaged in prayer, including Ellen Harmon.